This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to touch on this one this morning. It's getting so bad that that I don't think people really truly understand what's going on. If you haven't heard the latest up here in Canada, BC's on fire, the East Coast is on fire, and now Quebec. Quebec, all in one day, the entire province caught fire on a beautiful day. This is planned, and I'll tell you why it's planned. They want to move people out of the countryside into cities. Then they want to lock them down in 15-minute cities. How do you do that? Contaminate the air, contaminate the water, and so on. They started contaminating the water, as you know, in the past few months. And now, with train derailments and all that stuff, all across North America, not just in Canada. And that was purposefully done to contaminate water sources and then justify people's relocation by saying the water is contaminated, you can't stay here. Or the air is contaminated, you can't stay here. Relocating them into whatever, hotels or different establishments within city limits. This is all a ploy and a plan to get people into cities to implement their smart cities. And it's the only way they can control you. First, they have to go to digital currency and get you into smart cities. This is happening, and this is real. This is evil. This is pure evil. It's our time to fight back. We need to, I'm actually totally surprised that there isn't complete and utter outrage and an uprising like this world has never seen before. Because this is what we need to take our countries back. Complete outrage and an uprising. Nothing less is going to do. Nothing less is going to make this place a better world. I mean, we have to take our country back. And the way we do that is we expel those that are destroying our way of life. And what I mean by exposing them is getting them out of power, forcing them one way or the other. They don't want to go willingly. That's fine. We'll help them out the door. Anyway. That's it for today. Happy Sunday. Stay free.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of my favorite preachers, super smart and articulate, has one of the biggest ministries in the country, a giant, very successful church that actually empowers and feeds the people, actually have farms in Florida. He is going to be joining us coming up next segment. He's had a lot of really important, smart things to say, so I really begged him to come on. He's a busy guy, but he's going to join us for the balance of the hour coming up. I'm going to play a couple-minute clip when we come back of his warning to DeSantis, and then we're going to get into the big picture. Why is evil so out in the open? How intense is it going to get before Christ's return? What can we do to fight it? What is the right response biblically to it? But Target selling T-shirts that say we're going to guillotine Christians and we're going to put your child in a Satan cult, an adult skeleton giving a fire of pedophilia to a baby skeleton. We're going to beat your brains out. And it's just everywhere. We're going to be violent. The governor spokesperson saying we're going to shoot and kill Christians. In Arizona. So many examples of them saying now, no, we're violent. And this is a permanent revolution of pride. Well, pride goeth before a fall. And it's we have the Pentagon now having the troops salute the rainbow flag. That's when a flag captures your country. It's now this ideology. And the Chi-Coms are funding it. Of course, they've outlawed it in their country. It's a very, very dangerous time. But this is what the fall of Western civilization looks like. This is what open satanic offensives look like. But we know how it all ends. Evil always extincts itself. It always implodes. The question is, will it take all of us with them? Well, that's what Satan wants. He knows he's already lost. He wants to take us with him to the Phantom Zone, to hell. So we're going to be talking to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on the other side. Revival.com. Can't forget that. R-E-V-I-V-A-L, revival.com. Bookmark it. I watch his sermons at least once a week. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Into hour number two of this live Thursday, June 8th, 2023 transmission. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is not just a very successful and powerful pastor, one of the biggest churches in the country based in Western Florida. He's also a really smart political mind and grew up in South Africa. So he understands how the New World Order takes over and destroys societies. We're talking about it all with him today, but he issued a news report, he issues them daily, with a warning to Ron DeSantis that I totally agree with. Here's part of that report.
All right. So, governor, you know, we voted for you for governor. We actually voted for you to be in office as governor. So, I mean, you know, I know you're excited about running for president. However, here's the thing. The people that you have around you were all the ones that helped take down 45. So I want to throw something out to you. That just maybe you're being kissed by many of the deep state. Watch this now. I'm just throwing this out, Governor. So they're promising you the White House. What they do, they're luring you out of your position here in the state of Florida. Because they know that you're not going to win the White House. I know they say you are, but I know how this thing works. You'll never make it there. I'm not being negative. But they took out the best in the business, number 45. So this is a lure to bring you out and then just move you out of Florida. They already have who's lined up to be the next president of the United States. And you won't be governor. And they'll replace you in the state of Florida with the one they want. All I needed to see that Jeb Bush was with you and it told me everything. Everything. Because I've really studied the Bush crime cartel. So, just say, somebody said, oh, he'll make it. Well, I can't see it happening. I know too much, Governor. Unfortunately, we've never spoken. I've never met you in person. But I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see. And everything you wanted to do, 45 was doing. Just saying. The latest I heard is that you are going to take a center point on abortion. These are now secret recordings coming out about you. You're going to move to with the center on abortion, like a Clinton-esque move. Thank you.
mission for the Brit.
Alex, his whole team, as we are speaking, what really is the truth and what has been hidden, and some of it in plain sight. And I pray supernatural protection over your people, Father, as we keep our eyes on you. You will keep us in perfect peace. Thank you that even now the plan of the enemy is being brought to nothing. Pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. Wreak total havoc in the camp of the wicked. Whatever they're planning behind closed doors, rip it to shreds. And Lord, you've done this down through the years, over the centuries. You could do it again in 2023. And I just pray a blessing upon each viewer watching right now, Father, the many facing crisis in their own life, that people would surrender their life to you and just cry out to you. And just do that right now, right where you are. Just say, Lord Jesus, help me. And just tell him, I give you control of my life. And when you do that, he will come and get involved. God's going to get involved in your life as much as you want him. If you just keep him on a Sunday morning, that's where he'll be. But if you want him 24/7, he'll be right there. And the Holy Spirit's right there with you right now to help you. So I want to encourage you with that. So anyway, Alex, it's like the whole planet's gone totally nuts since we last talked.
It has.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I'm concerned about, this whole thing of indicting Trump, especially with people trying to get everybody to protest and stuff. Now, I told our church, we are not protesting. I'll tell you what we will be doing. We have massive phone campaigns that will launch, letters, emails, and we will phone. What they want to do is to get everybody protesting, actually, in fact, get riots in the streets so they can blame conservatives, which is like a dumb move. Whoever are the voices saying, we all need to take to the streets and protest, that's just playing right into their hands. So that's not the way to go, really. It's like when January the 6th took place, and I warned everybody, don't go to D.C. It's a setup.
You did do that, by the way, because I didn't hear that when you said it, but in hindsight, I saw where you said it for weeks ahead of time.
Yes, sir, because I knew some of our people, man, we're going to go and be there in D.C. I said, stay as far away from Washington, D.C. as possible, because I knew what they're trying to do is label any person that's a conservative as a right-wing terrorist so that they can implement even further what they want to do. So if you labeled or totally taken, that's why we cannot promote violence. We can't do that. Even though we Second Amendment, we give away guns at our church, we have a gun club. I tell the people, that's for your personal protection. But this has got nothing to do with overthrowing governments or whatever. The weaponry they have, as you know, they can nuke your house from a satellite to where you wouldn't even know that you had a house. They'll melt it from one of the, you know, anyway. The bottom line is we have to stay focused in what God's called us to do. Keep exposing what's going on. Keep speaking out. Obviously, you get labeled as a crazy nut job, whatever. But that's just what they do to push the whole thing aside. Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Amazing how, Alex, when you started this all those years ago on that Access channel, everything you said down through the years, it's all happened. There's nothing that you've said that hasn't come to pass. And all you've been doing is exposing what documents were already out there that were becoming declassified. So everybody says, well, you're making this stuff up. No, we're not. So as you know, I mean, I came out with not locking the church down because I had these pandemic flu preparedness kits that were given to me in 2005, which said there's no pandemic, yet you'll be told when there is one. And there's two N95 respirators, four surgical masks, and some hand sanitizer, and on the package is printed in China. All from the Vancouver, Washington site, inside the pamphlet, 15 days to slow the spread, 6-foot separation. I mean, the whole thing was, 2005. So Bush was going to quarantine whole cities back in 05. So, you know, people say, you crazy, you conspiracy theorist. No, we have the facts. This was brought to me by a member of the Department of Defense. So
that's right, and since you broke that a year and a half ago, people were able to buy those and find those, and a lot of people actually had those that had gotten them as well. And so it's a true story, and we actually found the congressional funding for it under the whole BioShield program. So the whole Rockefeller CIA system had this pandemic this Operation Lockstep ready in 2005. They didn't pull the trigger. And now the UN is saying they ended the last pandemic to pose as saviors and say that a new pandemic is coming. So I'm really concerned about them.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Mental problems. And it's all to corrupt our youth, our children, our youth. And basically to push this whole agenda of what they
and
want to do.
And by the way, just to interrupt, family. Just starting over, because is that a Google calendar? Because I know Google won't even show Christmas or Christ or anything Christian. This is a total assault, and it's funded by the big corporations, by the Carnegie Endowment, by the Tavistock Institute, by the CIA. They admit it's to destroy families, atomize us, and literally sexualize children from a spiritual, Christian, biblical perspective. Why is this Satan's main push?
Because he knows if he can get the children, if they can get a child from the age of 0 to 7 and indoctrinate them, basically they've got them. That's why we have to take our children out of public schools. We have to homeschool the kids. And in some places where you can homeschool, start co-ops. And you're just going to have to train your children. Somebody said, it's costly to do that. It's costly the other side. Because once they take your child and they take him from, from kindergarten all the way to university, by the time your kid is finished at 24, they're finished. They're done. They'll never be what they were intended to be. They will indoctrinate them and take them in a way which really useless degrees, huge student debt loans, and basically non-functioning members of society, which is what they want you to be. Basically.
And all the ongoing surgeries and that just wreck their bodies and destroy their lives. I mean, this is a scientifically developed cult. People keep asking, how bad can it get? Because we haven't talked in probably 6 months or so. Things have gotten 3 times crazier. What is the limit of this evil? How far will it go? Because the Bible says, if God did not intervene, no flesh would be spared. So that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, and the Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. So basically, when Jesus comes, again, we're going to see exactly what was taking place back then. Obviously, it's more sophisticated now. Everything's technology. Everything's at the speed of light. You know, people can check everything out on their phones. They didn't have access to this 1,000 years ago. But sin is still sin. And people were still corrupt back then, sacrificing babies. They've always been that. Humankind has always done that. Without God, they've wanted to appease their gods and they sacrifice children, which we see that taking place with abortion and just everything that's now. I mean, you see the babies removed and then you see euthanasia of the elderly. So hundreds of thousands of older people have been put to death. It's also human sacrifice, whichever way you look at it. And I was actually talking to an ambassador of a country this last week. He came to see me, and he said to me, our population should be close to 1 million people in our country right now. He said, we're down to like 350,000. So I said, what are you talking about? He said, they have been targeting our nation for years. They've been vaccinating and injecting our people, and our people are dying. And so I said, well, I said, that is the common agenda of what they're trying to do worldwide across Africa and in parts of Europe, even as you know, what's happening in France and Italy and Germany and everything in the European
countries. Sperm counts are down in the West 90%.
Yeah, and even in England. I mean, if you look at what's happening in England right now, I would say England is like a test country. They're testing everything of what they want to do on the UK. And the Brits, you know, I love England. I've been to England, been to London, been all over England. And I'm just looking at a country that's just, they don't even know what's hit them. They have no clue what's hit them. They don't even know what to do. I mean, the houses of parliament have been totally taken over. Everything in the government's taken over. And now they've got what? The king, who is the protector of faiths, all faiths, which really you should be protector of one faith, which is Christianity, you know. So you just look at this. But on the other side, on the flip side, because as you know, Alex, I'm not like a negative person. When you see what God is doing, it's pretty amazing what's taking place.
I was about to say, we're seeing record awakenings. Tucker Carlson had 5 million viewers. Now he got 104 million viewers as of this morning for his 10-minute show from his living room. I mean, that just shows the system is dead.
It's failing on every front. And we are seeing people that are being touched coming out of LGBTQ movement by the power of God, totally changing their pronouns back to the original and totally coming to Christ. It's the most amazing thing that's happening right now. So this is not something that we've even targeted. We haven't even talked about it. We just preached the gospel and kids are getting saved. Their lives are being turned around. Kids that were suicidal tried 4 times to kill themselves. People that were in the process of moving, you know, changing their gender are now coming, just finding out who they are in Christ, realizing that the devil's a liar, the devil's lied to them about who they thought they were, you know, and now they realize.
And by the way, RFK mentions this. I want to play a clip and get your take on this. that we're swimming in chemicals that then confuse people. They even have an admitted Pentagon program to do this. It's called the Pentagon Gay Bomb. I'm not joking. Look it up. Even BBC reported it. Here's a short clip of Kennedy.
Kids are being overwhelmed by a tsunami. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today. Many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there, and 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females, able to produce viable eggs.
And again, it's not that Alex Jones was right. When I said that 12 years ago, I was reading a Berkeley scientific report on that with one type of frogs, but it turns out it's bending genders. It's not turning us into a woman if you're a man, but it's definitely feminizing you and taking the edge off your masculinity, and then you can be confused. Pastor, it's all part of a larger plan, isn't it?
No question. And then even what they're doing through radio waves and what they're doing by satellite. So, I mean, obviously, I've got my own views on this, but you remember that second debate when Trump went to the medical facility in Ohio and he was debating Biden? You remember that one?
Yes.
And Trump looked totally confused. Now, I am convinced, I don't have proof of it, that they were actually putting a ray on him to totally scramble him. Because when I was watching, I was going, who is that? That's not 45. That's not 45. He was slow in his reaction. He couldn't even put a sentence together. And I was watching it. And, oh, no, they're doing something to him. Which, first of all,
let me just back you up. It was even in the New York Times about a month ago that microwaves and cell towers can control your behavior. And the government's developed systems that can make you happy, confused, nauseous, sexually excited, and even kill you. So what you're saying is true, and I remember that.
Yeah, and so then what are they doing by way of cell phones affecting people? Because they know when you go to your cell phone, they know exactly who you are. People are putting their health stuff in. They've got the heart monitors in there. They can put their blood pressure. They can put everything in there. So then if I can send a signal through a cell phone, basically to start speeding up your heart, anxiety attacks, heart palpitations, and all this kind of stuff, people think they're dying, but they're actually being blasted by technology. So, and again, I know there's people watching think we make this stuff up, but Alex, it's true. It's what's taking place. Because, put it this way, I've had to pray a lot over the last 4 years because of what, you know, we make a stand, and when you make a stand, you get targeted. So if I told you all the stuff that we've been targeted right here with the church and just everything, you wouldn't believe it.
No, Pastor, I know. I've not told the audience stuff either because they just have no idea when you're prominent what it's like. We'll be right back. Please stay with us, sir. So much to cover on the other side. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick, and despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me tell you something. If I lived on the west coast of Florida, near Tampa and Sarasota, that whole area, I would be every week at Pastor Brown's church. You can also watch it online, and we'll give you that URL here in a moment. You really cannot forget it. It's revival.com. And I was asking him to talk about some of the things he's doing on his digital ministry and his in-person ministry. But he wants to talk about the 2024 election, what he's seeing as he just traveled across a whole bunch of states. I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing as well, because that's an important intel report to the listeners and viewers. But first, I cannot operate and stay on air without your help. We've taken on Soros and the CIA and all the stuff they've done. I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I asked for this job. I got it. Same thing the Pastor Brown's talking about. Same thing McCullough. They're harassing the living snot out of him, suing him, stalking him, attacking him, trying to pay people to lie about him. But that's okay. We're men. We ask for this. We pray for God's protection, and we wouldn't be anywhere else. But we need money to prosecute these fights. Plus, I got products you need. And one of the biggest lies of the enemy in the last few years is that I've got hundreds of millions of dollars laying around. I don't have $1 million extra laying around, okay? It's all lies. Plus, I have products you need. So I need folks to get these products, like X3, the missing link in most people's body, is iodine. This is the purest best. It's still on sale, but that's got to end soon. Or our 10-hour clean energy from all natural sources, Turbo Force, or Ultimate Krill Oil. It's the highest-rated krill oil. And fish oil, I've got to end this sale in the next few days. Some of this stuff's up to 40% off because we're running out of it. And we're trying to get back on our feet into the black enough to buy enough product and enough books and films to where we can stabilize and then hire a bunch of reporters back and get on the offense, like Owen Schroyer and Rob and others last night confronting James Comey. And it went super viral, millions of views today. And I'm like, Patrick Brown said, mindlessly protesting so Antifa can attack you doesn't do anything. But if you go to book signings and events or TV programs and get hardcore questions of these globalists, that's one of the most effective. Or phone calls, emails, going to congressional events, talking to them. That, I mean, Owen and the crew went last night. A bunch of other people showed up, confronted him about being a criminal, about his persecution of Trump, the American people. And it, literally millions of views on Twitter alone. It's a big news story, and now others are going to do it. We did a chain reaction in 2016 with Bill Clinton's a rapist. They were trying to say Trump was a rapist, which wasn't true. Thousands of people confronted him. Hundreds got on the news, and it's credited with defeating Hillary. And that's why Hillary turned the CIA loose on us. I knew it was going to happen. I just want to stay in the fight. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get products you need. Get a Great Reset War of the World book. Get some of the films. Get a Alex Jones for President shirt, though it's basically sold out. It's limited edition. Or Trump Political Prisoner shirt. Just take action. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live broadcast. And when this archive interview with Pastor Brown is posted a couple hours from now to band.video, share it like your life depends on it, because it really does. They're planning the next attack. But Pastor Brown, tell us about your ministry, and for folks that obviously aren't in Florida who can't come physically, how they can be part of the amazing work you do. You know, you're very well-spoken and subdued on my show, but you're pretty fiery and powerful up there on the podium, and so people can get both sides of you. How do people find you? What are the great resources you've got for folks at Revival.com?
Well, obviously Revival.com and then RevivalTV.com. We also on Dish and Direct TV every night. We last night was 1,090 days of The Stand. So The Stand is basically whatever the WHO said not to do, we do. And we're going Sunday night to Friday night. And, you know, in the middle of the summer, a couple of hundred people are there because it's not a major event. It's just called The Stand. But we live around the world on satellite. We cover the globe on satellite to millions and millions of homes. And I just did a six-city tour. We started in Columbus, Columbia, South Carolina. We were in Cincinnati, went to Big Spring, Texas, and then I was on to San Leandro, California. I went down to Tijuana one night, and then I was in San Diego. And what I've been doing is I've been going out like 2 hours before the meeting starts, and I've been just shaking hands with everybody in the queues. And they can't believe that I'm speaking that night, but I'm shaking hands with everybody. And it's been amazing, especially California. When I got to California, the people said, we never bowed, we never took the backs. I'm actually going to plan a six-city tour right through California, north to south, yeah, in the next couple of months. But there's many Californians that are fighting on every front, and they're making a stand. But So it was so positive. I was just shocked to see how many people that just said, no, we're not bowing. We'll stand till the last. And amazing things that are happening. Anyway, towards the end of this month, we have two events happening here. The last week, which is I'll give you the dates right now. There's so many dates in my head. The 23rd through the 30th is our summer fire camp meeting. And so it's 8 days, Sunday to Sunday, two meetings a day. People come from all over. We had our ministers conference here, 50 countries, or 52 countries in 50 states. There was just on 7,000 people that came. So then we have our summer camp meeting the week before, which would be the 19th, 21, and 22 is our youth and kids week. So we'll have up to close to 4,500 young people come on the property, and we just minister to them. So we got the kids separate, we got the youth separate, we minister to them because they have many, many great needs. And the reports coming back of those youth and kids when they get back to their churches, they're revolutionizing their churches. They're getting up to testify on Sunday morning. Adults are crying. They're getting the kids to pray for the adults. So this, you know, obviously there's a target against our young people, but we have to counteract that, and we bring them into the presence of the Lord. We actually teach them. We show them the devil has a plan for you, but God has a plan for you. And you ask kids, how many know that you were born for a reason, for a purpose? And they all raise their hand, but they don't know what that is. And I mean, I've got some amazing.
And we can tell them when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Those children will be our future standard.
Totally. So we've got kids now that are 18, 19, 20 that are graduating from our university because we're 26 years old, 25 years old as a university. But they were 3, 4, 5 years old when they were first touched, and now they're graduating. So it's the most, and we just had the big 25th graduation of River University. I still want you to come here and just come for a couple of days, come hang out, come see what's going on. because I think it would encourage you and all the people. You know, they everybody knows what's going on. There's nobody here walking around in the dark. They don't understand.
Well, and, take the Tucker Carlson thing. He had 5 million viewers a night, tens of millions online, 104 million views as of this morning. Guys, I bet it's 110 million today in his one program. Now Fox is saying he doesn't have free speech, threatening to sue him off of Twitter, and all his lawyers agree, and I talked to him yesterday, they can't block the First Amendment. They can't stop him. He's already said, you know, if they want to keep the money, that's fine, but they are literally saying we want him sidelined in the 2024 election. That is, don't they know that's only going to blow up in their face that much bigger?
It's going to blow up totally. And I'm very excited. From my travels in America, I'm really overjoyed by what I see happening. America's not done yet. And God's hands on this land. And what I want to just encourage you, Alex, what you've been doing for years has paid off. And there's nothing they can do. I mean, you dropped a megaton bomb in the middle of the New World Order, and they are imploding from the inside. All they can do is just get even more frantic, which another couple of false flags, do something in some major areas, whatever. But they failed. They failed. I would go on record as saying that you probably helped set them back 30 to 40 years in what they wanted to do.
Well, I want to be clear about this. It was the Holy Spirit, not me. I was literally touched by God and the Holy Spirit, but I've been on air about 2 years. One night after I did my show for several hours, by myself, eating a chicken fried steak, and the restaurant was almost empty, and I felt the presence of God and, like, the angels, and I was being told, this is all going to happen. You're going to really wake people up. It's going to then trigger the whole next generation of resistance. But are you willing to do this? You're going to get hurt pretty bad. And are you ready for this? And I said, yes, I want to do it. But it was like so strong. I wasn't hearing God's voice. I was completely feeling in every cell of my body. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I totally understand, because that's what I feel. And that's why we're running even now to 300 cities of the world, you know. And basically what we're doing is mobilizing everybody to win souls. Because the way you change our society...
Pastor, we got to go to break. Stay right there. How we change it, how we fight, what happens when we come back. But I'll be clear. It was people pointing out the show, they say, that's the epicenter. It was not me. It was the Holy Spirit. It was God. 100% all glory to God. But yes, God is real and told me what was going to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We have a special guest coming up in studio, author, researcher, one of the co-hosts with Tim Pool. And then, of course, we've got Drew Hernandez, who's also a pastor and a great talk show host, interviewing Owen Schroyer here in studio, who confronted Comey last night, along with a bunch of other great people. Rob Agueros, that was also there, he's going to be here. It's all over the news, them just asking him simple questions and them being thrown out for peacefully asking questions. That's coming up in the fourth hour ahead of Owen hosting the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. But, Pastor, you got cut off by that hard break. That satellite break. You were talking about just the incredible awakening you're seeing. You've testified that you've seen it getting bigger and bigger. Is this the biggest amount of energy and awakening you've seen? Because I see it. I was getting probably 5% hate in the last 6-7 years out in public. I'd you know, go to a mall, grocery store, airport, walk down the street, and you know every 10th car would stop and jump out and take pictures, and most of them were fans, but after I passed 100 cars, somebody would jump out and say, I want to kill you, you're a Russian agent. Now it's been 10 months, and I've been confronted one time by somebody like that. Used to happen almost every day. Every time I went out, I had to get used to it, and my family had to get used to it. But now it's almost not even happening. So I see leftists looking at me with hate, but they keep their mouth shut now. Something's really changed. And for people that aren't public figures like yourself or myself, they don't get to see that. They don't know how much we're winning hearts and minds. But for those of us that are prominent, we get the negative. We also get to see the positive of really a litmus test. So please continue.
Okay, so look, I'm a controversial person before I came out with the stuff on government and talking along the lines that you do, because obviously my meetings, we have the power of God, the joy, which in many circles of the church, they think I'm a hypnotist, I'm the devil. They make up all kinds of crap about me. I just laugh because whatever. I mean, you can't even
you're
argue
supposed to
with
get high
like
off the Holy Spirit. I could be sitting alone in my bedroom and get it. I mean, it's the greatest feeling in the universe.
I know, but they don't believe in that. So anyway, there'll even be comments on your show about me being on you. I wouldn't listen to anything Pastor Ronnie Howard Brown has to say. He's whatever. So they go right back to what they think is the problem. But let me just tell you, wherever we go in the world now. This last conference, we had people fly in from Holland. Our church in Holland, Amsterdam, that's exploded. And then there were probably three young evangelists that came in from Holland. They're all different. They're not part of the same group. When I tell you what's happening with thousands of young Dutch people through what God is doing, it's like we sat, I mean, my jaw dropped open. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. All these kids were touched 30 years ago in my meetings when I was in the 90s in Holland. They were like children. Now they've got major ministries. They're outside of the religious structure because the religious structure
doesn't like it. You're having time to see the seeds God planted with you through them, through you. You're seeing them grow into mighty oaks.
It's mind-blowing. So, like, I've got so much excitement about Holland, which, you know, they're taking all the farms and all the stuff they're doing. But when you see the young people that are being raised up, and these guys don't care. They just don't care. They're not even bothered by anything. And the same thing's happening in Germany. The same thing's happening in France. The same thing's happening in Italy. The same thing's happening in the UK. So
you're saying a new renaissance is starting.
It's happening, Alex, and there's people, they watch you all the time. I mean, I will get response from this from Europe. People can say, I just saw you on Alex Jones. So the bottom line is it's your voice and then our voice speaking out. But I've got to be careful because a lot of people want me to come do political stuff and political rally. I say, look, I'm not doing that. I must stay doing what I'm doing, winning souls, getting people's hearts turned around, getting people under the power of God, because that's when their lives change. If they have an encounter with God, then they know this is not like, it's not like, okay, I'm going to give them some information and it's my information versus their information. When God comes and touches them, when his power comes on them, suddenly it's like Saul on the road to Damascus. They have a head-on collision and their whole life changes.
No, I totally agree, because I'm here with information, but we're debating their false info, our real info. But if they have the Holy Ghost experience, that then shifts it all. So lead us. First, reach out to folks who don't believe in God that have been cynical. A lot of them are listening. They don't know the power. If they just experience it, they don't have to believe in God. If they just reach out to God and say, I do believe, God will show them. I mean, what's the proper way or the most Christian way, spiritual way, for people to reach out to God and to test the spirit, have that spirit come to them and show them so they can really be touched by this and realize it's a whole new universe that they don't know about.
Okay, so here's what I tell people. People say, well, I don't believe in God, I'm atheist, or I'm agnostic, or whatever. I say, listen, the best thing that you can do tonight when you lie down on your bed, before you go to sleep, say this out loud. God, if you are real, if you are really real, as Alex and Rodney said today, then reveal yourself to me. And just do that. Just pray that every night over the next 4 or 5 nights. Watch what starts to happen in your life. I promise you, God will come and reveal himself to you. And maybe you're watching right now and you want to give your life to the Lord. Just pray this after me. It's very simple. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Thank you that you died for me on the cross of Calvary, that you were buried for me and you rose from the dead for me, and that you're coming back again for me. From today, I will serve you. And I pray this now in faith in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, that's, somebody said, it's that simple. Yes, it's that simple. It's not complicated. You don't have to go through 7 circumcisions. You don't have to.
Well, but Pastor, we can talk for hours about this, but the time we have, I've had the experience and other people have the experience that though the devil will start coming after you more, and from my experience with other prominent people that I convinced that Christ was real and they should do this, some of them then had demonic attacks, which showed them how real Jesus was even more. And then they really got, you know, the armor on and really got the blood of Jesus, and the problem stopped. But doesn't the devil sometimes really come after folks that weren't aware as soon as they reach out? You don't just have God trying to come in. Doesn't the devil sometimes start revealing himself and people need to know that's an issue?
I mean, there is that aspect of it, but the way I look at it, most people, they're already under the control of the devil. They're on drugs, alcohol, they're already on medication for mental problems or whatever. So, and I'm not saying the enemy won't come after you. I mean, I've been serving the Lord since I was 5, and there have been many attacks against my life. But what happens is you get to recognize them, and you get to see where they are. And God, by the Holy Spirit, always keeps you steps ahead of the enemy. So God will always warn you. God will speak to you in the night hour in a dream, God will show you what's taking place, and you stay ahead of the enemy, and then you have the power of the Word of God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. So that's why we've got to fill ourselves with the Word of God, so that Word of God comes out of us when you're under pressure. So yes, there will be attacks, but you'll attack back. And the way I tell people to attack back, if the devil attacks you, go and tell many, say to them and talk to five people about Jesus. So the moment the enemy attacks you, say, I'm going to go pray for somebody today that's hurting. I'm going to go put my hands on them. I'm going to pray for people that are hurting. And I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus today.
I was praying just last week before I went to bed. And I said, God, what do I do in these attacks? And he said, pray for people, help people, and just go out and do good and promote Christ. Just ignore the devil. Just get behind me, Satan.
Basically, the biggest insult you can give the devil is to ignore him, which Psalm 23 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So I tell our church, the greatest insult you can give your enemy is to sit at a banquet table while your enemy is standing right there and he's railing on you and you're sitting eating at the banquet table. You feasting and you ignore him, totally ignore him, because what the devil tries to do is draw you out into an area that he can get you fighting in the flesh. Get you fighting in the natural, then he takes you out. Oh, I'm going to take my gun, I'm going to go, well, how long is that going to last? The weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but a mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, bringing into captivity every thought. So we control our minds by the word of God, and we live out of our spirits, and we do only what God tells us to do. So people will come and say, come over here, do this. And you go, I can't do that right now. Well, why not? I don't have the release to do that right now. They'll think, well, you're trying to be spiritual or whatever. But it's not that. We must, in this time that we're living in, only do what God tells us to do. I tell that to all our business people. I even tell that to all the government leaders that are coming. And Alex, if I told you, which I'll tell you privately when I can, if I tell you all the stuff that's happening in the realm of governments of the world that's taking place right now, it's mind-blowing.
Spiritual warfare has been turned on high, and it's only getting more insane. Pastor Brown, come back as soon as you can. Revival.com. Best interview yet. People can find your books, your films, all that as well at Revival.com. God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
We're praying for you, Alex.
Thank you. I need it. Thank you. Wow, what a great guy. He's dead on. Yeah, and I didn't bring up the devil attacking you to give the devil power, folks. I just want people to understand that this is real. This is not a game. So when you dial into Jesus, you better be fully dialed in. Because this is real. This is 100% real. And the devil is real, but God is real as well and infinitely more powerful. All right, we got a special guest coming in. We'll tell you all about him when he gets here. We're going to hear this special report by, we'll talk about it in a minute.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.